Morning Playhouse.
Oh, God.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
This is just so brutal, and yet I can't look away.
Y94.
7:38 in the morning, 48 degrees in the valley. Y94, the number one hit music station. Playhouse in the morning, Fargo Moorhead's morning show. So it is 48 degrees right now. Later on today, it will clear up. It'll be sunny, and we'll see a high of, looks like about 65 today. Tomorrow, 73. So while it is kind of cloudy now, it will get much brighter as the day goes on. 8:10 this morning, your next shot at cracking that code of our very first safe here in the Y94 studios, and maybe you will get yourself up to $10,000 cash. We've had a lot of guesses that are like right there, and you should see our faces in the studio when it's like just about to be the number, and the sadness on our face, because we just think we're about to give away some money. It kind of, it hurts us too. But a consolation prize for you always, even if you don't guess the amount, we'll find something for you here. So, Playhouse mailbag situation, this one from Mark. Now, you tell us, Playhouse family, if Mark has a point, or if maybe Mark just needs to be educated a little bit as a father. Let you decide at 237 hits and text 35270. He says, I've been divorced for 2 years, and my 16-year-old daughter lives with her mother. This past weekend, my daughter had birth control pills on her. I'm pissed. First, I did not know about the decision to put her on the pill. Second, I don't want her on the pill. My ex says it's for, quote, regulating purposes. I don't buy it. Women have been dealing with monthlies since the beginning of time, so I think she should just suck it up. But again, I'm not buying this regulating BS. In my opinion, the pill only makes the decision for my daughter's stupid-ass boyfriend to have his way with her easier. The fear of getting pregnant is a deterrent for, we'll say, looking for socks. How do I get her off the pill? Should I have been informed? Do anyone else buy this regulating? And I'll say BS again, as opposed to what he actually said. Mm-hmm. Well, Maggie, I can see you have plenty to say. But why don't we do this first? 237 hits, or you can text 35270.
The Playhouse in the morning.
It was awful, and I loved it so much. I cried.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
There's really no middle ground with you. Either you don't care at all, or you care 100% crazy.
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Playhouse mailbag situation. Mark says, I've been divorced for 2 years and my 16-year-old daughter lives with her mother. This past weekend, my daughter had birth control pills on her and I'm pissed. First, I did not know about the decision to put her on the pill. Second, I don't want her on it. My ex says it's for, quote, regulating purposes, but I don't buy it at all. Women have been dealing with monthlies since the beginning of time, so she should just suck it up, I think. But again, I'm not buying this regulating BS. In my opinion, the pill only makes it easier for my daughter's stupid-ass boyfriend to want to have his way with her. The fear of getting pregnant is the best deterrent for looking for socks. How do I get her off this pill? Should I have been informed? Is this regulating nonsense believed by anyone else? You can kind of hear the pause when I censor what he actually said.
Mm-hmm.
So he's quite upset, thinks the pill's for one thing and one thing only. Does he need to just be educated? Or are you with Mark in this at all? Can he help him out here? Hi.
I think he's completely taking this the wrong way. And I think it's just because male-female differences, you know what I mean? I don't think he's understanding because he's not a female. He doesn't know what she goes through or what we go through. And we did that with my daughter. And, you know, it's just that so she doesn't have all these issues. It's not fun to be going to school and dealing with that stuff.
So the pill is, in fact, for more than just birth control.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go. Thank you so much for calling in. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Is it possible what we have here is dad that doesn't know a lot about that kind of stuff, who is kind of shocked to see daddy's little girl has birth control pills, which in his mind is for just the one thing, and maybe his imagination got a tish carried away with him. Maggie, the podium is yours.
See, and I agree that he should have been kept in the loop. You know, that might have been wrong to just like, oh my God, what are these? Like, how did I not know about this? But I do think it's stupid when he's saying that the fear of getting pregnant should be enough, because if that is going on, wouldn't you be happy that she actually is on something. You know what I mean?
Do you not watch 16 and Pregnant?
Yes, like I think it's ridiculous. I think he does need to figure out exactly why. Like if it is for regulatory purposes and everything like that. He's being a little ridiculous.
The text club explosive on this one. Rat, what do you see in there? Some of those.
Somebody says, oh yeah, totally agree with Dad. Why don't you take her off the pill and see what happens 9 months later? I was on the pill at 14 for that same reason. Didn't look for socks till I was 19. Do some research, Dad. Somebody else said, what an ass. He can deal with it one time and suck it up. I can see why he is divorced and not told. You should absolutely have been kept in the loop as her father. However, it is also absolutely correct. There are medical purposes for using birth control. Perhaps you should contact the doctor that prescribed them and find out that information. However, in the end, hoping that not being on birth control as a deterrent to sex should not prevent you from having open and honest conversations with your own daughter. Somebody else says, when I was a teen, I had bad cramps, and my dad told me to try the pill to feel better. Also, I'd like him to deal with someone constantly kicking him in his junk 1 week out of every month. Stop being a closed-minded idiot and read some research before complaining.
So again, in the Playhouse mailbag today is Mark. And mom and dad, they aren't together. Mark is not with the mother of his daughter. And daughter doesn't live with him. So a 16-year-old daughter swings into the home, spends some time with him, and he discovers birth control pills. And Mark is ticked. He thinks, oh no. The idea of getting pregnant was the best deterrent to keep her off of men. We need to get her. I should have known about this. We need to get her off this pill. And he talks to his ex about it, his ex-wife, the mother of his daughter. And she says, well, it's for regulating. It's for other things, Mark. And he's like, no, it's not. And so, comments for him. And really, maybe it's just pure education. Hi.
Yeah, I think that father is being a little bit harsh. I never had any problems, but my younger sister, she's 17 now, but when she was 14, the doctor recommended putting her on the pill because she had started her period and she would have it for 3 to 4 months at a time. So there are medical reasons why you need to be on the pill. You should probably have a conversation with her mom to figure out exactly what's going on so maybe you can feel more comfortable about it. It's not just to prevent pregnancy. There's many medical reasons why women use it.
There we go. So I think if we've established anything, is it safe to say that everybody's saying, yes, it is for other things, not just birth control. Yes, regulating purposes makes sense. And for that, we've helped Mark, right?
Right.
Could I take it a step further and do a quick poll? So when we kind of send a response back to Mark, we can send him this too. And Maggie, I hope you're ready to do some math. What I would like is just some averages. Do you think for the women of the Playhouse family that were on birth control, are on birth control, what age did you start? And you could just text that to 35270, and then Maggie's going to do some math because she's the only one that knows how in the room. And then we can send him just an average and be like, listen, we asked people. We asked the women of Fargo, this is when they started birth control, Mark. You got to let it go. And then we can say the average age was blank here in Fargo, North Dakota. So if you wouldn't mind, and we don't know your name, it's just a number to us. You just text 35270 with the age you started birth control, and then, you know, we'll go ahead and announce that as well after Maggie does some math, and then we can send that to Mark, if you would not mind. Fancy from Iggy Azalea here in a couple of minutes. Your news and weather, 8:10 this morning. We're going to try to crack the code, give you some free money.
Zero Rat and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Every morning.
Scandalous.
They're just fun. In the
morning. It's funny as long as everybody lives.
Y94.
If you were in our studio here, you could have heard the three most awkward people on the planet sitting in unison going, who dat, I-G-G-Y, in about, again, the most awkward way possible. Y-94, the number one hit music station, Playhouse in the morning, news, weather in a couple of minutes, 8:10, your next shot at trying to crack that code and win up to $10,000 cash. Now, the discussion in the Playhouse mailbag a couple of minutes ago was really just a dad that needed some educating, and he did not understand that birth control pills are used for other things than just birth control. And what he didn't believe is that a 16-year-old daughter was on them because of regulating purposes was the reason. And so we've established that there you go. You've been educated, Mark. There you go. Everybody says, yes, that's true. But what I just kind of, I took it a step further, and we did a quick poll over our text club and asked you women of the Playhouse family, to go and tell us when you started birth control pills, if you've ever been on them. Maybe you currently still are. Just so we could get like an average age to tell Mark, well, it's not that weird that your 16-year-old daughter's on them, because here's the average age according to our listeners, the Playhouse family. Maggie, you did some math.
A whole lot of math.
I appreciate that because Rat and I, we can't.
Mm-hmm.
What did you get for an average from what people sent us?
From what we've got, it looks like it's about 15.
About 15?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for your honesty. We appreciate the openness. And now we can send that to Mark and say, listen, man, here's what people said. Here's the podcast of their phone calls. And here's the average age they told us. So there we go. Educated. Don't say we never taught you nothing. News and weather next.
Party animals. You're in the Playhouse on Y94.